1-800-246-2245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have a very unusual program, but a very important program. Our guest is going to be Bob Fletcher, who's done a number of investigative reports, and we've had him on talking about weather modification, and you certainly want to get the material he's put out on the DVDs put out on weather modification, and he's done investigations on on other key issues, the move towards the New World Order. In fact, he did one that had sent to Sonny Bono, and Sonny Bono was going to organize congressional investigation of the material Bob Fletcher had brought in just before Sonny Bono met the strange death on the ski slopes. Well, this morning, though, talking about UFOs, to a lot of people, this sounds pretty far out, after all. I mean, flying objects, aliens from other planets. And you have to understand that there's a conscious effort to convince us that if UFOs are a reality, are there really visitors from another planet here, for whatever reason it may be. But why should we think they're from another planet? That is part of the cover story. The last thing that the people who really run the world and the spiritual forces that run the world want is for you to understand that the UFOs are a manifestation of the other dimension, the very real spiritual dimension, which does exist. We're told in the Holy Scriptures to avoid astrologers, to avoid mediums and fortune tellers and diviners and those who are affiliated with the other dimension. And, it was true 2,000 years ago, and yet we have mediums and fortune tellers and diviners today, and some of them are very legitimate. The story of the medium, which we had on television, a series for a number of years, a story of Alison Dubois, a beautiful blonde woman with three beautiful blonde children, and she worked with the district attorney and helped him catch the bad guys. And the thing is that there really is an Alison Dubois, and she's written her story about how she worked with the district attorney to help him catch the bad guys, and she had the gift. We've interviewed Joanna Michelson, who was a medium, and her story is laid out in The Beautiful Side of Evil. We offer a four-tape set on the supernatural. Well, this morning we're going to be talking with Bob Fletcher on UFOs, because I believe they're... we'll see what Bob believes. So, we haven't talked to him in the past about it, but we do carry his DVD. Bob, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Stan, and good morning to you, and an early morning for me.
Well, we do this every morning.
I know.
But it's 8 o'clock there in Colorado. We get a lot of people driving to work, and this is a wonderful, wonderful listening audience who are looking forward to hearing what you have to say about UFOs. What do you think they are? Are they real? Are they imaginary? Are they from another galaxy, or are they from another dimension?
I'll tell you what, I have to preface the program. I want to set this up out in front and say that I'm an investigator and I'm a skeptic, but I, because of seeing and pursuing so many investigations on government corruption, which I was very naive 20 years ago when I first got into this, I believed my government did nothing wrong, as many people. I believed they wore the white hats, and everybody else that they were telling us that were bad guys were bad guys, and that the government were all good guys, as most Americans like myself, are brought up to believe. And however, when I was thrust into the middle of what amounted to being nothing short of unbelievably corrupted government, I became an investigator, and from that point forward, I remained a skeptic on many subjects, but if it crossed paths with potential liars in government, I would open my eyes a little bit quicker than normal. And so I've never been a buff following the UFOs or anything like that. And a few years back, again, this is similar to a couple of other investigations that I had gotten into. I had reviewed, under Freedom of Information Act, I had reviewed some previously classified and secret or top secret papers, and many of them were Central Intelligence and FBI reports that were worldwide, and they were reports pursuing flying saucers, UFOs, and that type of subject. And I realized that the Central Intelligence and the FBI, at the extreme highest levels of the government, they were, in fact, seriously pursuing these. They weren't scoffing at it. They were scoffing at it publicly. They were laughing it off, and the military defense people were blowing off these things and kind of making fun of course, you know, making fun of the messenger. And but the truth was, they were looking into it. So I thought, well, you know, we had paperwork that was signed off by presidents and gone that high. So I chased it a little more, and I ended up with about, I believe, well, it's a pile of secret, formerly secret documents that are about probably 8 inches high, single page type letters and or memos and notifications and investigations at the highest level. So it was an awful lot of paper. I think maybe as much as 3,000 or 4,000 sheets. So one thing led to another, and I ended up doing one of my video DVD reports on UFO as it relates to government secrecy. And what we did, now, I wanted to be real careful, because this is an area, you know, you can do a report on something like this, and you get an awful lot of people say, uh-oh, there's another nutcase out there chasing these imaginary things, and I didn't want to get into that labeling. So what we did was we became very careful to just select the things that were either being presented, had been brought forward by real good documented cases.
All right, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Bob Fletcher here on The American.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, our man here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, he's talking about UFOs. So you pick up the story there, Bob. How did you get those government documents, the previously classified? Are they available publicly? Are they available, with a FOIA request? How did you get them?
Well, it's pretty tedious. It was a FOIA, or actually a multitude of FOIA requests, and then finally, maybe eight years ago or something, there was a large release of material which was reclassification of material and stuff that was being withheld for 50, 40, 30 years. A tremendous amount of that was declassified, and as far as I was concerned, I did some FOIA requests of my own, but additionally there was several other people working cooperatively with myself and did FOIA requests. It's rather tedious, time consuming to do the FOIA because they take a long time now to get the production on a lot of stuff. But it came from several directions, but actually from the source. It came from the CIA, it came from FBI, and it came from NASA and other agencies that are obligated to respond to the FOIAs. And as long as they're not still at some kind of a top secret kind of a configuration, we got them. And it's a huge pile. A lot of people ask me, they say, can you send me some of them? Would you reproduce some of these? And the answer is no. We try to stay away from that, except I do show them visually at least I'm going to say some of them. But we do actually show the pile, if you will, of material that we had retrieved back. But it was just thousands and thousands of papers. And the interesting point of it to myself was that these were reports of, like I say, FBI, CIA, et cetera, also other top government agencies like the CIA worldwide. They were Japanese, they were Hungarian, they were Romanian, they were Russian. There was papers because what, of course, we had was ongoing offices in the CIA, particularly, that traces and keeps track of all of the stuff going on around the world at other agency levels of other governments. So some of the most important or interesting things were the foreign material that, in fact, our local CIA and FBI had gotten involved with. Besides,
well, of course, we're told that the government says there are no UFOs. It's all imaginary. Do they really believe that, or are they covering something up?
No, it's total baloney. That was what raised my interest was, like I say, the fact that on the left hand, while they were telling us that they were alcoholics, beer drinkers, and lunatics reporting this stuff, on the other hand, they were spending multi-millions of dollars for many, many years investigating and chasing the UFO reports that were not their own. And again, it's like there's a couple of parts to the story, and that is, of course, the secret operations that they carry out versus some of the sightings that they had no idea what they were. And, of course, those were the real interesting stuff. And so we, when we did the report, when we did our final report on UFO, doing it on both DVD and on videotape, we did it with the idea in mind to only include the most interesting or the most dynamic or the most authenticated type of a report, which, of course, would include things like our own space programs and things of that sort, where and or the Russians, when they went out to outer space and the few things that they did and some of their own reports. And I started off, and by the way, the DVD is 2 hours. I compressed an unbelievable amount of material into the 2 hours, and again, we did on that DVD, on the report, we actually show interviews, for example, again, with the people that were involved, their own statements, pictures, photographs, etc., and genuine documentation to the best we could with everything we covered. And I went back, first off, I wanted to say, I wanted to include in the report was, how far back does this go? You know, the unusual reports of items in the sky, things that were strange, how far back did it actually go?
Well, how far did it go?
It goes back to before Christ,
right.
to the tune of 2,000 years before Christ. And when I that was also rather a surprise. And what I'm talking about is the Sumerians that were one of the earliest well-learned cultures on Earth, and by that I mean they were one of the earliest to actually do written documentation and records of their, for example, even their wheat harvests, their harvest and growing cycles, and how much they had on hand and things of that sort. They did actual records and kept records of these types of elements within their culture. So they were one of the very earliest well-educated or surprisingly educated creatures on Earth. And again, this is a couple thousand years before Christ. And it was in the area, unfortunately, I guess, or fortunately, whatever you want to look at it, that we now call Iran. That whole geographical area was the Sumerian homeland. And I was surprised to find that going back in the Sumerian culture, for one thing, they have discovered a scroll, a roller-type scroll that could be impressed, rolled across from left to right or right from left, and impress on a, let's say, a piece of clay, and it would roll and duplicate out onto the clay, and it included some kind of god creatures delivering agricultural tools to the Sumerian king. And along with it, on that same scroll, is a solar system picture of the sun with 9 or 10 planets circling the sun and in the proper size. And they are described in their writings also the certain planets as being, for example, the red planet, which is Mars, being the color red, and other planets, including the Earth, to appear blue. Now, how in the world did the Sumerians already have the correct concept of our solar system with 9 or 10 planets circling the sun when this was 2,000 years before Christ? When I found that right away, I said, wow, this is a view of the solar system that's been told to the Sumerians or seen by Sumerians, but from the position of being out in space.
Sure.
I mean, it's impossible for it to be other than that. They also wrote, of course, about constantly talking about and the sun gods, et cetera, et cetera. And you certainly could relate to possibly characters from other solar systems or other places in the universe as being people coming from the sun, particularly to people of that age. Now, they also went in to do a description that was before Genesis of the creation. This was written in their writings of the creation of Earth and how actually their description of it relates to a biblically, I guess, the manifestation of the Big Bang theory, but also relating it in a religious manner of how this creation would have taken place. And again, the mind-blowing part about this was that we're talking 2,000 years before Christ. Now, as we get into the Bible, of course, a lot of people know of the statements in the Bible that a person certainly could relate to what would have appeared to be flying saucers or ships from someplace else being reported biblically. There were several biblical sightings also described the best that they could in their terms of knowledge of earthly things. And of course, it's a little tricky sometimes. They could have just been looking at meteorites and falling stars and things of that sort. But in some cases, like the Ezekiel's wheel, where he describes, of course, what sounds much more like some kind of a revolving space disk of some sort. And as we move farther forward, closer to modern day, one of the other best discovered, most interesting discoveries is in Christopher Columbus's own actually ship log. Christopher Columbus's crew apparently saw some kind of an illuminated disc that came down from the sky, went into the water alongside of his boat, one of his ships, and trailed it for a while, and then took off again back up into the sky and disappeared into outer space. And this was and is in a museum. I'm not sure. I think it's either in the Carolinas or in Massachusetts someplace. But it's an original Christopher Columbus diary or ship's log that describes this extraordinary sighting, which, by the way, was about one day. First time it was seen was the day before the day before they discovered Earth, discovered the West Indies, or the United States, I guess, depending on how you want to consider it. And also the day afterwards, the following day, they also saw the same type of flying unknown objects in the sky. That's 1492. So as you move forward, they had some gigantic sightings, many multiple sightings in around the world now, places like Romania, et cetera, in 1716. There was a whole slew of well-documented reports. Then in 1916, what probably is the biggest single audience up until about 1991, about the biggest audience of people that saw the same thing, and that was a flying saucer type of a craft seen in Portugal, 1916, by about 50,000 people, and it was apparently a pretty long sighting, and this was something that was moving left to right and up and down, etc., and then finally vanished, flying off towards the sun. So that would bring us up right up to the 1920s, and then on up farther, even into the 40s. And we had the Nazis. This is where we start getting into the modern craft. So again, we have two things. In my opinion, my final opinion is that something has been going on for thousands of years that tends to make me believe that we have been visited from some other solar systems.
So you think that these are from extraterrestrial?
I think some of them have been. And again, I believe that the total numbers of these descriptions going back so far, you have to wonder what they are.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment from Bob Fletcher and his opinion of UFOs. There's something there. Something out there. What is that?
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher. Bob, before we go on, do you want to get your website out to how people can get in touch with you?
Sure. Anyone that is interested in the, actually there's six different major investigations that we had completed. Primarily, they're all on under a single umbrella of what I refer to as government corruption, and we cover several of the investigations I was directly involved with, et cetera, et cetera. And you can email me if you would like to have a little catalog sent to you of what we have available. You can email or contact me at news@bobfletcher.info. That's N-E-W-S at bobfletcher.info. And you can also drop me a note in snail mail if you would like, and it's to Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. We'll be glad to send off a small little catalog sheet, tells you what we've got available, and of course you can contact yourself also, Stan. Most all of our material is available through your store there.
Well, we are carrying five of your DVDs and videos because we think the information is valid and important. Now, why do you think the government is covering up the truth about the UFOs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think primarily and as a matter of fact, Mr. Hynek, who we have on one of our on that particular report, who was the guy that was sort of the head of the UFO Project Blue Book for many years on the behalf of the government. Well, about a year before he died at age 82 or something like that, he came forward finally and said, yes, the government has been lying to you for a long time, and I was part of that lie, and he admits that on our interview videotape we had. The bottom line was that he said any time that it was a report of something that they could blow off easily, they would go ahead and do it. For example, you know, and tell people it was swamp gas or an aircraft they had seen or something like that. He said any time it was one that the government did not understand and really didn't know how to explain it, they stayed completely away from it or and would not get into any explanation. Or they would, of course, throw stones at the reporter, the person that was doing the description of the sightings, and would make fun of them and ridicule.
It's the old idea, if you don't like the message, why demonize the messenger.
Oh, yeah, or you either just make fun of them or whatever the case was and joke about the guys probably drank too much that afternoon and, you know, had just seen headlights laying on the ground in his front yard, saw headlights coming down the highway. So some of the people at, and again, this is what was most interesting to myself, and that we included in our report, and that was the very highest level peoples that have seen it. Now, about four or five presidents have seen them and reported them, some of them, prior to the being presidents, but about four or five of them have seen them. We've had governors and, of course, military experts, including MacArthur, General MacArthur, who actually made a statement that he thought the next biggest war after World War II would be an extraterrestrial war. That's how much he believed in it. And he had put together something like a 10,000-page review of his beliefs and information that he did for the government that has been kept top secret for all these years. It's been 50 years now, and that paperwork is still not available. And again, this was General MacArthur, one of the guys that led the entire World War II. So he certainly ended up being a concerned believer. Now, as you move forward, though, as we move forward through our investigations, we again tried to include some of the best stuff. And of course, for example, 1947, Ken Arnold was the fellow that used the name Flying Saucer, and we have on our DVD the actual recording of Ken Arnold, his own voice describing what he saw, and it was a handful of these saucers flying over the mountains in the western United States, and he clocked them in 1947 at doing what he thought was probably 1,700 miles an hour, and it was a small group of these saucer-type craft. Of course, and amazingly, it was only 2 weeks later when that Roswell event took place, which, of course, I guess everybody knows, was this supposed crash of a UFO into the desert in Roswell. We have several of the people, old videos and audio, but primarily video reports included in our DVD that compressed all of that and had several of the people that had been the witnesses or the, in some cases the granddaughter of witnesses of some of those acts, those events that took place in the desert. And of course, that's never been fully explained. There have been, of course, reports with that, that there were little people, one or two dead and one or two still alive. And we don't know any more other than a lot of interesting hearsay on the, on that particular event. Now, some of the material that became most interesting to myself was the statements of astronauts from not only the United States but Russia that had seen, and some of them had videotaped, et cetera, a flying craft. One of them is the actual recording where a fella, a ham operator, was listening in, searching the web, so to speak, only searching the radio waves when we had one of our shuttlecraft up, when the guys were up orbiting. I think actually it was maybe even be, I'm not sure if it was shuttlecraft or before. No, I'm pretty sure it was a shuttlecraft, but nonetheless, it was somebody in orbit, one of our own guys, and he called back down, and on a separate radio wave that was supposed to have been, you know, classified that nobody knew about, and he called down and said, "Houston, we still have the alien craft in view." And he repeated it two or three times, and the fella happened to be able to record that actual transmission.
And you actually have that on your...
Yes, we have that included on the DVD. Additionally, in back to the moving back again a couple of years, in 1948 there was a chase that took place with military aircraft jets chasing a saucer type craft, and one of them finally was crashed and killed from that event.
You hang on there, we'll be right back in a moment, Bob.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available. Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, who's investigated extensively UFOs, and no question they're there, no question the government is covering up. How do you explain the fact that these craft don't seem to have to follow the laws of gravity? It's been said that they could be going along at 4,000 or 5,000 miles an hour and then suddenly make a right turn. Well, centrifugal force won't let you do that. You have to make a curved deviation in path. Whereas so much suggests that these craft and the beings that run them don't have to follow rules of physics that every other
right.
craft would.
And I think you unknowingly hit it on the head with your question, actually. And according to, for example, a fellow again that as a messenger had been terribly attacked and mocked and ridiculed, some people say, oh, he'd been proven to be a liar, and other people have said that that's not the case, etc. And it was a fellow named Bob Lazar. And Bob Lazar, many years ago, had come forward and claimed to have worked for a few years or a year or so, whatever it was, at very ultra-top-secret Area 51. And he claimed that in there, and again, these were his claims, so it's, you know, it's difficult for him to prove other than what he can prove. And of course, you don't come out of there with any movies or anything, or any motion pictures or good photographs, but he claimed that basically they were working there doing reverse engineering on a craft or two that had crashed here on Earth that were from other places, and that the substance or big part of what the propulsion was the use of anti-gravity or gravity-generating craft themselves that actually were the ability to generate their own gravity. And of course, being the case, if you just take it at face value, again, I learned to not throw stones at the messenger without, I don't want to try to debunk somebody any more than I would believe them, so I just take it at face value. This anti-gravity or generation of gravity itself within a craft, that would answer your question. You would not be affected by the outside gravity. You would have your own gravity in the craft itself, so 180-degree turns would have no physical effect on the people inside. So, and that is part of what Bob Lazar had claimed. Now, that relates back to a tremendous amount of engineering that the Nazis did in the 40s, and they actually had, and we have some pictures and some footage in our report, live the photographs and the footage of flying saucers that were created by the Nazis, and in the 40s they were flying them, they were working on anti-gravity machines, etc. And of course, von Braun, who was one of the key persons in the old Nazi engineering and weapons, etc., in Nazi Germany, he came over here, of course, and headed up the very beginning of our space program in the 1940s. And of course, we had our first rockets, etc., in 1949, in that period of time, that were all created under and taken from what was original Nazi science. And the Nazis also did a strange thing. It reverts back to the Sumerians. They did, which I also have some very rare footage on our DVD that shows Sumerian Nazi occults and cultist-type participation, and they mixed this occult beliefs and the spiritualistic strange concepts going back to Babylon and Samaria and the Black Cross and what they call the black holes and the outer space and the anti-gravity, all of that. They mixed it together with their actual science. So it's kind of interesting. They, of course... We did have a good handful of nut cases over there, but the engineers and scientists were quite ahead of themselves with gravitational, magnetic, and anti-gravity programs, and that's probably the answer to and the ability to warp time and space. And I think in the long run, eventually, this is going to be found out to be what's the bottom line in terms of space travel. The ability to warp time and space scientifically, then you can make the travels of unbelievable distances by simply warping space and time. Now you get into some real technical science. It can be explained in simplistic terms, but nonetheless, the essence of that is pretty amazing. It's a science a step or two past where we are, and we are genuinely working on that as I speak in the top secret laboratories.
All right. What about these beings? They call them the Greys, or these beings that were in the spacecraft.
I do. To the extent of reporting like I said, some of the best reports. One of the greatest ones, which we have the entire audio recording of. I don't include the whole thing, but I do include parts of it. Of the old Barney and Betty Hill situation, and a lot of people that are older will remember that. It was a white lady who was married to a black gentleman. They were both postal workers back in, I think it was the 50s, and they were missing 4 hours out of a simple trip one time. It was supposed to take 2 hours, and it took six. They never could figure it out till they went under hypnosis. Both of them went separately under hypnosis, and what they described then was the fact that they had been picked up on board a spacecraft. They described the people, they described what went on, and all of that. They described it separately on audio tapes under separate hypnosis.
Oh, we're out of time, Bob. That's the alien abduction, but that's for another morning. Thanks so very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan. Montana, we do carry Bob Fletcher's DVD on UFOs. Now, Bob believes these are extraterrestrial. Well, there are only two explanations. They're either extraterrestrial or they're coming from another dimension, and that is what I believe, because I believe this is another manifestation of the supernatural. And, of course, we carry a wonderful book. It's called Alien Intervention, written by a young man who studied this, and from his point of view, coming from a Christian point of view, he believes that there is another dimension, and that's where these spacecraft and these beings come from. And I believe that's exactly what the case is, but I think that Bob's material on his DVD is vitally important. So we do have this available, and if you'd like to get it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The government is covering up, the CIA is covering up, because there is an element within the CIA that is working, with the supernatural. In fact, I witnessed a spoon. There was a gentleman, he's a major general in the United States military who had worked on with this supernatural dimension, and he had actually taken this spoon and wound it around, not once in a circle, but twice in a circle. And there was just no way you could do that. That metal was as hard as it could be. In fact, I witnessed this at the home of Joyce Riley, and she had actually seen this happen. You could not do these things, in other words, unless you were tapping into the supernatural power. And there are people who do that. That's what the mediums do, and the fortune tellers, and the diviners, and the astrologers. Understand the other dimension is there. And, of course, that's what our talk on the forbidden secret is about. That's why you really need to get that talk and the syllabus that goes with it, The Forbidden Secret, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our four-tape set on the supernatural, the story of Johanna Michelson, who was involved with psychic surgery until she finally realized that it was demonic. But she was being trained after witnessing 400 of these surgeries. She was being trained to become a psychic surgeon. And then, of course, she realized the whole thing was demonic. And Johanna is certainly one of our favorite guests, a frequent guest on Radio Liberty. And, of course, her book we carry, The Beautiful Side of Evil. The Beautiful Side of Evil. And, of course, we carry Malachi Martin's wonderful book, Hostage to the Devil. And it's the story of five exorcisms of people who had been demonically possessed. And then we have the four-tape set of Malachi Martin, the wisdom of Malachi Martin, all of these things. And so much more is available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get these or any of the other things we talk about. But there really is another dimension. There are beings from another dimension who are dominating what's going on behind the scenes today. And you don't have to take my word about it. They write about it openly at LuciusTrust.org. Lucius, www.LuciusTrust.org. They will tell you about the Ancients of Wisdom, the Elder Brothers, the spiritual hierarchy who controlled the world financially, politically, and from every aspect. You read what they say. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.